Hello, and thank you for listening today. I'm Ann Cosgrove, Editor-in-Chief of Facility Executive Magazine, and this Facility Executive podcast will focus on an important topic for facility management leaders and their teams today, the return of building occupants to workplaces and other facilities across the U.S. And globe. And how can you prepare your facilities for the current return-to-work movement that we can expect to see through 2021 and beyond? So today I'm glad to be speaking with Bob Clark with ABM. He is Senior Vice President, Client Experience and Operations Support with ABM, which provides integrated facility solutions in the U.S. and internationally to many environments, many types of buildings and environments across the globe in the U.S., as I mentioned. So we're glad to be getting his input today, what he's seeing, and what some solutions might be for you all out in your facility. Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, and just looking forward to answering any questions and helping anywhere I can.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I do want to ask you just kind of to set the stage here and get your thoughts from what you've seen in terms of, you know, since the onset of the pandemic and currently. What are people's expectations and health concerns by people, I mean employees and visitors, et cetera, in coming back to the offices after more than a year of working remotely? What are you seeing as those building occupants, what are they looking for from their facilities?
Well, you know, I mean, one of the biggest things is that clients want to make sure that they're protecting their employees and giving them the confidence that they're doing everything that they can to ensure their safety and investments in making sure that they're healthy and giving them the assurance that it's okay to come back to work. You know, a lot of the concerns around, you know, are the people at my company doing whatever they can to protect me, to keep me healthy and keep me safe while I'm at work so that I don't contract any illness and that I'm in a safe working environment and that, from a cleaning, from an indoor air quality and from a just overall protection level that they're doing what they're supposed to. And really, it's just winning that employee confidence. So that's one of the biggest things that we're seeing now in terms of attracting people to come back to work.
Okay, thank you. So, you're talking about, confidence in the organization. Obviously, facilities management has a big piece in that. And so, demonstrating proof that a building is safeguarding people's health and safety, to your point, how important is that, or more so, how might facilities teams and those organizations demonstrate proof that the building's safeguarding health and safety? Kind of what solutions have you seen out there that people have put in place so far?
Well, there's a number of different things going on. Cleaning is absolutely important. Disinfecting is important. Traffic areas and high touch areas where a lot of folks are coming back to hybrid work. They're doing hybrid workspaces. You've seen kind of the WeWork model in this open office environment where a lot of companies have gravitated towards pre-COVID. So just making sure that all of those areas are disinfected properly, that organizations are investing in their indoor air quality. You've seen, changes on MERV ratings and filters. You've seen investments in UV technology around indoor air quality. Last year during COVID, you saw an increase in disinfecting, spraying, and then also really just making sure that surface areas and high touch areas are not only free of debris, but also that we're using the right applications to ensure that they're protecting against any infractions from diseases or any infractions from germs. So I'll stop there.
Okay, thank you. So then I do want to touch on two very important areas that we've all been focused on in terms of health and safety. And there's indoor air quality, and then there's surface cleaning and disinfection. Those are obviously been two big kind of umbrella topics that we've all been trying to learn more about as we're moving through this pandemic and as we're hopefully coming out of it. So I want to talk about indoor air quality first, if that's okay. You know, it's become a bigger focus for facilities overall. It's obviously been a focus before COVID and has now been is a huge focus. So, you know, it's become a bigger part of the solution to manage the viral spread, COVID-19, and illnesses in general as we move forward. So how are you seeing facilities leaders approaching their indoor air quality solutions, you know, maybe compared to previously with the COVID-19 impact? And, you know, kind of what have they been doing in terms of strategy solutions, you know, anything along those lines that we might share?
You know, there was a big movement prior to 2020, prior to COVID with healthy buildings. And I don't know if you remember, you know, several years ago when they were talking about sick building syndrome, it was really around mold and a lot of the aging equipment that was having impact in terms of the indoor air quality in buildings, so upgrading aging systems and ensuring that the indoor air quality was not contributing to illnesses and sickness and, you know, a combination of the age of the building, the age of the equipment, the infrastructure within the building. Obviously, COVID-19 had changed all that in 2020 with regard to making sure that the indoor air quality was not conducive to, you know, the passing on germs from outside. But then also, as we learned more, as the industry learned more, and as America learned more about COVID-19, you know, we were aggressively focused on the surface transfer, which is still very, very important. Okay. But as we learned more about the disease, making sure that we were taking steps to protect from transfer from outside inside, making sure that, you know, the MERV systems and the HVAC systems were improved. And, you know, MERV rating has to do with the type of filtering that's being placed in the building, making sure that you're killing germs that are coming into the air quality, but also inside the suite. You know, that's where you talk about social distancing and making sure that people are not breathing in each other's space. You saw, you know, these plastic guards being put up to ensure that the transfer of air is being blocked. That's why you saw the increase around masks. So it's just not one trigger that's going to have an impact. It's multiple things that have to happen within a facility to ensure that you're doing everything to, you know, mitigate this transfer of germs, this airborne pathogen, if you will, that's going to keep people healthy.
Okay, so I do want to ask you about the ABM Enhanced Facility Program because, you know, as obviously your firm has been very involved in this and you have a lot of you know, experience across the board with this. So I do want to ask you about ABM Enhanced Facility. Can you describe that program and kind of, you know, how that's fit into your team's work with facilities managers around the COVID-19 crisis?
Well, the program is really around a healthier indoor air and more efficient operation to take care of what's important, and that's the health and safety of people in our client spaces. So it's a combination of conducting a healthy building risk assessment. We've got a risk assessment tool. We've got we conduct HVAC inspections, and we've got turnkey financial solutions. Then there's a preventative maintenance program. And it promotes optimized filtration. It saves energy, and it, you know, also prevents unnecessary repairs. There's looking at energy and efficiency upgrades, reducing operating costs to move funding for other facility improvements. There's electrical preventative maintenance. And that mitigates life and safety risk and reduces downtime and increases reliability. We also look at touchless fixtures and doors, and that reduces the number of high-touch surfaces within a facility. We're also looking at disinfecting lighting solutions And that enables continuous disinfection of air contaminants. And then lastly, the HVAC system optimization. And we utilize methods for improving indoor air quality and overall building health. And this could include everything from ventilation and humidity control, proper filtration, HVAC disinfecting technologies, and building controls. So, you know, it's a number. It's not one thing. It's multiple things that we would have to come in and take a look at the facility and make sure that we're applying the right strategy. You know, we take a fact-based approach, turnkey financial solutions, and then we've got an expert advisory council that are vetting the latest technologies, you know, to sort evidence-based solutions from market noise.
Okay, and that makes sense in terms of when you mentioned the advisory board, and you know, it sounds like it's really a holistic program. And, you know, that's something I've seen, especially, you know, with the impact of COVID-19 and where folks are looking now on, of course, health and wellness is the main factor, but folks are looking at, okay, how can I be, you know, energy efficient at the same time? How can I still meet my green goals as I'm making these changes? So I can see where that would really, you know, kind of that comprehensive approach would be useful.
It's all, you know, not just doing the right thing, but it's all ensuring that you're given that confidence level that as people return to work, you're doing everything possible to ensure their safety, ensure their health, and give them the confidence level that it's okay to come back to work.
Okay, so then I want to move forward to the surface cleaning and disinfection piece of it and ask you, you know, what's the ongoing role of surface cleaning and disinfection there? What are you seeing, you know, now that we're at this stage? As you mentioned, there was, you know, I've mentioned as well, there's a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of learning. There's been a lot of, you know, kind of creating new programs and facilities. Folks, I think have really been, you know, kind of evaluating their cleaning programs as a piece of that. So, you know, what are you seeing as the ongoing role? And I know ABM has the ABM Enhanced Clean, you know, program there. So can you talk about that and maybe what you've seen through your work and through your company's work with that program?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Enhanced Clean program is about disinfecting the surfaces, you know, and it's our approach for cleaning and disinfecting surface areas, high touch areas. And, you know, it's a lot of people are questioning the level of disinfecting required now, but, you know, the pandemic is morphing. You've seen this Delta variant come out. So it's not one or the other. You've got to keep making sure that you're doing a combination of protecting surfaces, protecting the air, and ABM has taken the proactive approach in ensuring that we've got a strategy and an operational plan for both. Disinfecting is very, very important. It's not going away. You still have surface transfer of, you know, other types of germs that contribute to poor health. So, you know, it's not the time to let up, but to ensure that you're still taking a very proactive, aggressive approach, number one, to protect your employees, your tenants, your staff, guests to your building. But then number two, to also give the confidence level that you as an organization are doing everything you can to not just protect your employees, but make sure that they understand that you're taking a proactive approach so that they feel comfortable about coming back to work. So, you know, continuing to look at the different ways of disinfecting, continuing to rely on both your internal and external experts to ensure that you've got a tracking approach. We've also enabled technology to make sure that we're validating that the work has been done so that we can also give our clients the confidence level that, yes, this area has been disinfected, this area has been clean, the surface areas are good to go. So that we're actually tracking that electronically and digitally to make sure that our clients have a documented dashboard to know exactly when, where, how, and who has actually executed the services.
So, okay, so thank you, Bob. So with that idea of, you know, confidence in mind and, you know, facilities teams being able to, A, showcase to their occupants that they are cleaning or making changes to their building systems in ways that will keep them safer. But on the flip side also, there are situations, as I'm sure you're aware, where, you know, organizations need to validate the cleaning that they're doing or the changes they made to building systems for indoor air quality, for health and wellness, even so far as for green building certification or maybe simply internal goals. So with that in mind, can you kind of talk about what you've seen as the long-term expectations that people will have for their healthier buildings going forward, whether it's offices, schools, factories, public buildings? We've been talking about offices here, but and we certainly can continue in that vein, but I'd kind of like to hear any, you know, kind of front-facing, you know, public-facing solutions that you've seen that, that ABM offers, you know, over time that you might share with our listeners here to kind of keep in mind as they advance their program.
Yeah, I mean, so as an industry, it's our job to restore the confidence of the new normal with regard to building health, safety, and efficiency. And a common question that we get is, well, how do we know? How do we know that you guys are doing what you said you were going to do? And is that a, you know, can you validate that? So one of the things we came out with was something called the digital cleaning log. And it's a QR code based solution where you can actually go in and after we've disinfected an area and provided the surface cleaning in whether it's a common area, desk, cafeteria, wherever, that we're able to immediately have the cleaner use a mobile device, check off what they've done, and it immediately feeds to a dashboard. And that dashboard is visible real time for our clients. So they can actually see after whatever task has been completed, they can actually go in and track it through a dashboard. And then it's time stamped. It's, we know the location and we also know what's been done because there's a list of, you know, standardized things that have to be completed. And so the client actually has a real-time visibility in terms of what's been completed. And then they can also communicate that with their internal staff to say, hey, look, not only can we, you know, assure you that we're going to take proactive steps to make sure that your area has been disinfected, we can also prove to you that it's been done, when it's been done, who did it, and what was completed. So again, adding to giving that confidence level back to the clients.
Okay, thank you. So, and that this digital cleaning log, this is used by the cleaning contractors, and then just to reiterate, and then the facilities executive or his or her team, whoever needs to see it, is able to kind of use that information for whatever purposes, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and I, you know, I can only speak for ABM and. Terms of the approach that we've taken.
Of course.
But, you know, clients are beginning to ask more and more, how are you going to validate what you've done? What are you going to do to ensure that we you know, it's not about what you say you do, it's what you can prove. And so how can you prove to us so that we can give our tenants, employees, et cetera, guests in our facilities, the confidence level that that you've said, you know, yes, we can do this. And we've got certain areas, certain clients, and even certain cities and states where it's mandatory.
Yes, we're seeing that as well. That's what I've heard from some facility folks as well. And that's why I did ask you that question, because I think that's important that to know, understand that, you know, ABM is one of the firms that's offering that type of, you know, kind of exactly through the cycle, through the whole entire process. You know, they're able to kind of utilize that information at the end for their own purposes, as I mentioned. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. So then just to kind of round it out and we can close up, we talked about the enhanced facility programs and the enhanced clean program that you had. And could you just kind of give one more quick overview of each of those? I just want our listeners to understand, you know, what they can, if they're looking for this type of solution, you know, what they can expect from each, and if they did want to reach out to you or one of your team members, you know, what they might be able to access through that.
So with the Enhanced Clean, it's our cleaning program. That's the surface cleaning program, which is a three-step approach that delivers healthy spaces with a certified disinfectant infection process backed by experts. Number one, return safely. Number two, frequent high-touch disinfection. And then number three, broader disinfection to the facilities, okay? It's the three key differentiators are it's a certified process backed by our team of experts. It's hospital-grade disinfectants and specialized equipment. So when you think in terms of healthcare, which we've got a large healthcare division, we've adopted a lot of those practices that were going on even pre-COVID because we've got certain governance requirements that we have to achieve for healthcare with certain industry audits that occur to make sure that we're protecting the patients. So adopting some of those strategies, a lot of those strategies into what we're doing into the office environment has helped us with our Enhanced Clean program. And then lastly, using some of the innovative solutions and technology, such as the cleaning digital cleaning logs. And then on the enhanced facility side, you know, that's about restoring the confidence in the new normal with building health and building safety through indoor air quality. Realistically looking at, you know, the various aspects of a facility's indoor air systems, systems, HVAC systems, looking at building health risk assessments, preventative HVAC maintenance, energy efficient upgrades, backup power. So, you know, making sure that there's a strategy around increasing resiliency and redundancy, reducing impact on building health, touchless fixtures and doors, disinfecting lighting solutions, and then HVAC system optimization. We've been performing an overall building health risk assessment to ensure we're taking a fact-based approach based on expert-backed health and building analysis, and a turnkey financial solution using innovative solutions, enabling continuous disinfection and air reduction of air contaminants. So that's the biggest difference. One, you know, it's almost like a land and air strategy. One touches surfaces, one touches the air.
Okay, and so obviously facilities can use both. You know, they can work with you for both of those aspects if they want, or depending on their needs or their focus at the time, one program. Is that how that would work?
Yeah. I mean, so different organizations have different priorities, but we would recommend both. But, you know, when we started this last year, we started with the Enhanced Clean and then quickly added the Enhanced Facility. You know, once more detail came out around the nature and how this COVID-19 is transferred.
Okay.
But again, the pandemics are not going away. There's going to be another pandemic, okay? And it's either going to be surface or, you know, we've seen history of different pandemics, H1N1 and things like that. So protecting the surfaces, protecting the air, are two of the most critical things that we can do as an industry, and making sure that we're staying ahead of the curve and ensuring that we're being proactive to give the confidence level to tenants, employees, guests of facilities, that we are doing everything we can to protect them. You know, then that's going to help people want to come back.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I thank you very much for your insight there and for sharing the information about ABM's programs, and as well as what you all have been seeing over the past 18 months now, I guess, at this point. So thank you, Bob. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
And for you, the listener, if you'd like to find out more about ABM's services that we've been talking about or the broad array of services the company offers, I would invite you to visit the company's website, and that's abm.com. Thanks for listening.